Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, I should say. We are recording this show today from the Standard Lumber and Kitchen Studio because it's another great deer hunting weekend, and I will be in a tree stand by the time you hear this. I imagine my guest here, which is Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance, will be in a tree as well. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to be here this morning.
Brad's filling in for Jop because he's down in Texas with his family. His brother lives there, and apparently his other brother went down, and they're having fun touring Texas and probably eating a little bit of brisket.
I would hope to think so. I heard it's amazing down there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He made it a point to go to Franklin, so I imagine by now he's been to Franklin's Barbecue, which is pretty legendary. Anyway, thanks for filling in for Jop, Brad. It's awesome. Brad is with Garrett's Appliance, which is one of our longtime sponsors and just friends of the show, basically friends of mine and Jop. And gosh, we have strong ties going way back. But I wanted to, I guess, chat a little bit about, of course, right now I'm obsessed with the whitetail season, as are you, I'm sure.
It is bow hunting season for me right now.
Yes, so, for all of us, actually.
Yes, exactly. If you're not bow hunting right now, please don't post any photos on Facebook. You might be getting a knock on the door from Department of Natural Resources.
I think that's a 30-06.
Well, hey,
that's funny.
I'm so happy to be here this morning. Anytime I get a phone call where I can have a beer and a shot of whiskey in the morning,
how about that? Godsend. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I love it.
So, Siciliano's beer of the week today, it is called Chocolate Peanut Butter Imperial Porter. I happen to love porters, and this one's from Railtown, and I happen to love the kids at Railtown. Those guys. I've been on the show before. Our old producer before Brian was Adam. He worked for them. He was like one of the brewers there. And I don't think he's there any longer. I think he moved on. But great place. It's down in West Michigan in a place called Gaines Township. It's southeast of Grand Rapids a bit in a small little suburb. And they just kill it. The two owners, Jim and Justin, I think are their names. And yeah, PBCT it's called. So that's peanut butter.
Bacon and tomato. No, not really.
CT. I don't know.
Chocolate?
I don't know. So it's chocolate, peanut butter.
And it is delicious.
Peanut butter, chocolate, tea. I don't know what the tea is for.
Anyway. Not tomato.
PBCT. Anyway, so that is beer of the week from Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids. Another great sponsor of ours. Of course, we love our sponsors. It's the only reason we're on the air. Is because we have sponsors. Otherwise, radio's an expensive business. I brought you a gift. I went to Siciliano's yesterday, and I bought a bunch of stuff for deer camp. And this is a wonderful little cigar, so I'm told. And it's handmade, and it's called a Cubano M1. And I can't read the other print. It's too small. But I bought a bunch of these for deer camp for this reason, Brad. They were $3 a cigar.
Oh, that's a beauty.
And I said, I want to bring some stuff up so that all the guys that don't bring cigars and feel left out can have one, but I don't want to give them $10 cigars because I'm just not that nice. Because half the guys you give them to don't even smoke it.
Them.
No, they take a couple hits and they're... So I said, give me a nice, mild, inexpensive, and they were... more than happy to point me right in that direction and say, nobody will not like this. Even a cigar aficionado will take a hit off this and love it.
So now you're telling me we have bourbon this morning. We have this delicious chocolate peanut butter porter.
Yeah.
And a cigar.
Yeah.
It's the trifecta of the morning.
It is.
And deer hunting to follow, right?
Only if a 12-point could walk into the studio.
Oh, well.
So I am hunting, of course, up in Hawkins, Michigan, place called Whipple Lake, which I talk about all the time, my buddy Ted's property. And I'm just lucky enough to have rights to hunt there. So it's wonderful. I have a key to the gate, a key to the 52 Trotwood, which is our little honeymoon nest.
Well, and see, you got to drive a little further than me. I'm very blessed to be able to hunt my own property. We got about a little under 10 acres in Jenison area. And I was just saying we bought up to a couple of local parks. So I actually hunt my own property, and we've had a couple dandies walking through on the trail cams here. So I'm excited to finish up this weekend, hopefully with another nice buck.
Nice.
Fingers crossed.
I work for Carrier of Michigan, and I was at a sales meeting this week, and one of our guys lives in Chesaning.
Oh, yeah.
Down by Ann Arbor,
mm-hmm.
Jackson area. And he showed me a picture of an 11-point he shot. That is like around Ted Nugent's farm, and other friends of mine down there have farms there that are very avid hunters, and they have farms there because the bucks around from there over to Hillsdale are like massive.
Yeah.
Yes. So I saw an 11-point that made me feel really motivated to go out and kill something.
So are you holding back?
I am one of those guys who tends to hold back.
Okay.
I always like to take a doe right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But even on them, I've been holding back because I'm getting soft in my old age, I think. Like the other day I was watching one, and they come off the rye field, and they came right by me, and I'm watching the lead doe, and then I'm watching her kids with her, and then another doe behind her, and I keep watching, and the doe in the back all of a sudden stopped, turned around, and just charged back to the rye field and body slammed a 4-point that was around there, hanging around maybe her other daughter. I don't know. But this chick had an attitude. I've never seen a doe run this fast. With her, there was no flagging. It was just, I'm pissed, I'm hauling butt. And she just went wham, 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 and then slammed right into this guy. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was like UFC deer.
You are getting a little soft because I see that. I did fill my doe tag right away this year. I saw my doe walk in with about five other does, and I thought, you're going to be delicious.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to shoot the one with the kid because the kid needs a mom. And then the one behind her, I was kind of eyeing her up. Well, as it turns out, she was the dominant doe. And you really don't want to take that one out either. I mean, you're supposed to shoot the dry does, but I think it's nice to let them train all the other deer, and that's what their role is, right, the matriarch of the group. I was kind of hoping the other two would drift off the rye, but it was just a fun thing to watch. I mean, body slammed this 4-point kid, and he's like thinking, that chick has an attitude.
and as a dad with two daughters,
right.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Any bucks keep sniffing around my my house, there's going to be some body slamming as well.
Well, and don't leave it up to your wife to do it.
No.
Of course, see, those bucks, they're nowhere to be found when the kids need to be raised.
Exactly.
So you might as well shoot them. Anyway.
On that note, I
I am liking this PBCT. Again, it's from Railtown. Pretty nice. Good way to start the show off. Again, we've got Brad Ensing here filling in for Jop, who's down in Texas, I think, window shopping. Maybe who knows what he's doing, but a little family vacay down there with his brothers. What we're going to talk about is what to do with that venison you get. There's so many ways to prepare it, and we've got some techniques. And I also want to get into, in the fourth segment, a little bit of steelhead and salmon, because Brad also likes to fish as well.
Love it.
And I want to know what's going on there. So you have tuned in to the Grilling Guys, whatever station you're listening to us on. Thanks so much. Keep supporting them. And we will take a little break and see you in a minute.
Catch you in a few.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It is the smokiest show on the radio, brought to you by Standard Lumber and Kitchens. And we are recording this show because I'm in the woods and Jop is on a barbecue sabbatical. So I hope the recording works out well. I'm being joined right now to fill in for Jop by Brad Ensing from Standard.
Standard. I got a new job.
From hey, Garrett's, from Garrett's Appliance. Brad is one of their commercial salesmen. He does all the project work for them and stuff. And you might catch him in the store. So you guys have a big shindig going on this weekend.
We do, actually. We've got the grand reopening going of our living kitchen, which is all Sub-Zero Wolf product. And then on top of that, we, of course, we used to call it Black Friday. Now we teasingly call it Crappy November because it's basically all month long is in full force right now. So
that's nice. Well, my whole kitchen, I mean, between Standard Lumber and Garrett's Appliance, my kitchen was derived from those two companies.
Did you pay your bill yet?
I don't think so. Don't bring it up to accounting.
There you go.
Yeah, no. I have a beautiful, giant built-in refrigerator. I have a Thermador range, Thermador dishwasher, big, beautiful 800 CFM ECM drive hood.
Let me ask you this. How are you liking those burners on that stove? They're awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that star burner?
It's like I feel like I'm down in Houston and the space shuttle's ready to take off because it's like... When I put it on high, it's just like.
No,
had my wok on it last night.
Okay.
I've got a big wok and a little wok. Matter of fact, I'm fixing to hang. I just talked my wife into letting us put up. Here's how it goes, right? Pecking order.
Yeah, exactly.
Letting us.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, I do all
is
the cooking anymore. But she does all the design work. So that kitchen's gorgeous because she worked with Standard and Garrett's. And I just, I just do the food. I said, you buy what you want. And so it looks good because she was in charge. Now, if it was me, it would be a lot more utility-oriented. So I'm getting my utility wish by getting a big rack on the ceiling. It's a vaulted ceiling in there. And I'm going to get a big rack because I have all kinds of Lodge cast iron. And she has to have everything match. And I said, okay, I need my pots and pans to hang and to make them accessible. And she's like, well, we have too many odds. And then it's like, nope. I'm just going to put all the cast iron up, so I'll get my big wok up there. I'll get my giant fry pan, my regular fry pan, and the combo, they call it, from Lodge. And I'm going to just get that cast iron hanging there. She gave me a thumbs up. So
Well, first and foremost,
victory.
You bring up big rack, and who doesn't love a big rack? And we're talking deer hunting now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Back to the show, if you will. But, no, the one – area that we deal with at our house, though, because I love to cook as well, love to grill, love to smoke, but I'm a cooker at heart as well, is who's going to clean the stove when we're done.
Can you cook while you smoke?
Yes, if you're doing it the right way.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what to do with your venison, and I think it's like fry, broil, grill, roast, or smoke. There might be something else in there, but those are basically the five things that come to mind for me. And honestly, I think they're all just fine. I'm not a purist. I don't have like this empirical mindset that says, oh, you can only do this or that. Everybody's got different equipment.
Absolutely.
Some people don't have a smoker, okay? If you don't have a smoker, go to Garrett's. They got a great selection. You can get them. And I love that little one from Texas, that stainless one.
Smoking Tex?
Yes.
You better believe it.
Oh, my gosh. If you don't have a smoker, Go get that baby. It's made in America.
Yeah.
So
America.
So let's talk about frying venison. What I like to fry is the heart and the liver. And that's about only the only venison I'll fry. And that's when it's fresh, you know, the night of the kill. Slice that heart up nice and thin. Fry it in butter. The liver, same way. Make some beautiful strips. Fry up your onions. Throw the liver in there. Throw lots of garlic in there. Pour a little sherry on top. Finish it off. Now, mushrooms.
Yeah. No,
put
no.
some mushrooms with it. What do you?
Let me add
you're
this,
a Michigan
though.
Mushroom guy.
I am. I'm huge into mushrooms. I have a problem with the heart because normally my broadhead has gone through it. So in my deer.
You're so full of crap. Yeah. You don't eat the stomach is what you really meant to say. Oh, you don't eat the intestines.
Well, they're still twitching. No,
I've only had one heart shot in 20-some years of bow hunting.
Well, okay. So I'm at 50% this year. My 6-point I took already, I did go through the heart.
That's really nice. But you can still, yes. It's just partially sliced.
Yes.
So it
depends on the broadhead.
Mine was destroy it.
Yes.
So you have a shred or what?
Yeah, I was running Rage.
A Rage, that's what I meant to say.
Yep,
yes, that's it. What I went to is Rage 5. Yeah.
I can't even remember the name of mine. My buddy Matt told me which one to get, and I follow his lead.
Yes.
He lives for this. But you are absolutely right. So first and foremost, I am huge into mushrooms and the bounty of the forest. Just a couple days ago here, I was doing some venison loin chops with some sautéed shaggy manes on top, which is a type of mushroom.
He said loin chops. Some people call that backstraps.
Yes, there's back straps. I do those quite often.
Well, you said loin chops.
Yes, so I package as loin chops.
Are you
chops
talking tenderloin?
No, I'm not talking tenderloin. I'm actually talking the loin chops.
Which is the back strap.
All right, there we go. Then I've been qualified. Because yes. I do get, from my processor over in Allendale, he packs me up loin chops, which are the size of steaks, a little smaller.
Right.
And I do have my tenderloin as well, which would right. be my back strap.
Yes.
But... absolutely amazing. Now, I'm not going to give any first and foremost on mushroom hunting because I don't want to be responsible if you pick the wrong ones in the woods.
Right.
Find some good online classes.
But you know a lot of Michigan mushrooms.
I do.
And there's more than just morels here.
Absolutely.
So what do you do with mushrooms, whatever kind they are?
Yeah, so it really depends on the mushroom, but like shaggy manes, for example, or lawyer's wig, a couple of them out there that are prominent when the snow's not quite on the ground, which I just picked some this past week. Is I'll saute them up in a little flour, salt, and pepper with some butter in the pan, and then I'll top my venison with that. We're more of a venison family. I don't do a ton of beef at our house. We'll do a lot of chicken and pork, but venison tends to be mostly our red meat. There's also one out right now, Grifola frondosa. Sorry, there we go. Sheep's head.
Wow.
Mushroom.
Really?
Which is quite large and delicious as well.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Mushroom Guys,
the Mushroom
on the
Guys,
Grilling Guys
the,
Talk
the
Network.
The Guys.
No, Michigan mushrooms, that's great because I really only know what a morel looks like.
Yeah,
and so I couldn't identify these.
The morels, everybody knows the morels.
Right.
Everybody's going out there getting it.
Because
so
it's
many
phallic shaped.
Yeah, well, that too. It's tough to screw up a morel. There's a lot of other mushrooms, though, that are really tough, the bolets. We won't go there. But,
really? Okay.
As we go into the winter here, there's going to be some winter oyster mushrooms as well that you can collect all winter
really?
Long. That
no
are great.
Kidding.
And
oyster mushrooms.
Oyster mushrooms.
Never heard of them. So where did you learn all this about mushrooms in Michigan?
You know, Facebook is a wonderful site to get started on
stuff
like that. There's another gentleman
like
by
a
the
mushroom
name of,
page or
there. There is Michigan Mushroom Hunters. There's also a gentleman that's got some YouTube videos. His name's Adam Harriton that you can take courses through. Absolutely amazing to
that's
better
awesome.
Yourself in the woods.
That's awesome. Usually after I used to eat mushrooms, I couldn't remember to go on Facebook. So just want to remind you, the beer of the week is fantastic, and it's called PBCT. It is from Railtown. And shortly, the folks at Siciliano's wanted me to remind you that they're going to come out with a holiday stout variety. So that's a four-pack to look forward to from Railtown. Wanted to get that plug in there for those guys. And gosh, we're barely getting into real venison talk. Fry, broil, grill, roast, smoke, eat raw.
Raw?
Sashimi. No, that wouldn't be right. It'd be like tartare.
Medium rare.
So let's chat some venison up. In the next segment, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio. We'll be back at you.
Are you ready for a good time? Then get ready for the nightlife.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show. That's right. You are listening to the Grilling Guys show. And it's the Grilling Guys show minus one of the Grilling Guys with a substitute Grilling Guy who's actually
better looking.
A really
younger, okay. Have more hair.
Job's streaming this right
and
now.
And that's okay. If he wants to drive back from Texas to what my
to
butt?
Kick your butt.
We'll go
yeah,
for it.
So we're joined with Brad Ensing, who is the commercial salesperson for Garrett's Appliance, which is one of our great sponsors. And the providers of kitchens for thousands of people in Michigan.
70 wonderful years.
Yeah, really. Wow. It's a great business, and it's fun to know people that are that successful, because successful people tend to be happy. And I love knowing happy people. They hire happy people like you. You know, they make their customers happy. It's just, I don't know. I love success stories. And, you know, making America great again. What can I say?
America great. I'm smiling right now. I don't know if it's the this delicious beer from Siciliano's in Railtown, which is quite so growing on me
it's,
here.
It's really nice. And you have that nice cigar to take back, so you can burn that tonight when you get home after your long day at work. So talking about venison, fry, broil, grill, roast, or smoke. You probably use a Traeger grill to smoke.
I do.
You don't have the Tex?
No. I have both. I have a smoking Tex, and I have my good old Traeger grill. And it depends what I'm doing with each unit, what I'll use it for. So this weekend.
I'm a bit of a purist. Pardon me.
I know you are.
I'm a bit
you
of a purist.
Speak it, so brother,
I can,
the truth.
So I can... I can stretch to the smoking Tex because it's a real smoker.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time stretching to a pellet grill only because I don't know. Something in me. I'm strictly a charcoal guy. I'll make the stretch for wood chips, but I got to stop it there. When it's got gears and motors and all this stuff, I feel like, you know, I don't know, some sort of...
the flavor speaks
something,
the truth, though, my
something
friend.
Talks about, it does. So, anyway, so frying it. Okay, we fry the heart and liver. Broil it. You know, when you're in a snowstorm in the winter and you don't have your proper gear over your stuff...
We're in Michigan.
Broil it.
We
have a Thermador.
Come on.
I have a Thermador, okay?
Yeah.
Thermador range.
The broiler is
you ever see
amazing.
The broiler in those?
You're asking me? Are you kidding me? Only like 10 times a day.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's infrared. It's
amazing.
Crazy. But then grilling it. So let's talk about grilling some venison. You like back straps. You had them cut into chops. Mm-hmm. Are you going to grill it?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do to it?
So again, a lot of our meat, we'll just, I'll do a light coat of olive oil on it, a little bit of salt and pepper. I really like the flavor to shine through. I tend to try to use as much as the earthy outdoors as I can to bring in with it. So that goes back to the mushrooms that I like to use.
Do you pick these mushrooms all year long and freeze them?
I do not. There's some that I will dehydrate, but most of the time there's different mushrooms all times of the year that I can harvest.
Do you ever buy them from the supermarket?
I tend to rarely unless my wife goes
out. The white
out.
Mushrooms
yeah,
are fine.
Like button mushrooms or portobellas, stuff like that.
They're fine.
Yeah, fine mushroom. And, you know, it just brings that extra flavor to the steak.
Do you ever do stuffed mushrooms?
I do. Normally when I'm doing that, though, I'm doing with a baby portobello, a baby bella, or, you know, the good old white button mushrooms.
Yeah. Those are great to stuff.
Yep.
So I was actually at a wedding where Brian, our producer, Mr. Fongers, the wizard of the big board, he's getting married next year.
Congratulations,
and,
my friend.
Yeah, we're my wife and I are, of course, going to get to go to that. And I previewed his wedding venue. It's in Holland. Where's that at, Mr. Fonger? Where's your...
It's Boatworks on Lake Macatawa. Oh, Boatworks.
Of course you know where that is.
You know,
they have a great venue there. And
grilled ahi tuna salad is amazing.
Yes, it is. But I was at a wedding up in Montague on White Lake at my buddy's wedding, Kurt Clemens, Kurt and Sue's wedding, and they had a barbecue guy come through and do their catering. And he made his white button mushrooms. He ground them up. He ground the stems up, grilled up a bunch of sausage, like some breakfast sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Mixed them together, stuffed them with that, and then smoked them. That was a really nice, easy, simple mixture, too. And so anybody that doesn't like mushrooms will like that one.
Yeah. And mushrooms, butter, cheese, sausage. I mean, how do you go wrong?
So you put that on your venison.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, so you're gonna grill up these chops.
I will grill up my chops, a little bit of olive oil again, salt and pepper to taste.
Okay, what order do you do that in?
So I will, of course, bring my steaks normally, or my chops to room temperature.
So here's what I would say. One thing people, and I used to do all the time, is I would oil my meat and then salt and pepper it. I found that I need to put my salt and pepper on first and then oil it.
Yes, you find it seals it in a little
it
better?
It sticks.
Okay.
Because when you put it on the oil, most of it runs off. Now, I also know people that just grill their meat and they put their salt and pepper on when they're
afterwards,
done.
Yeah.
And I guess that's okay, too.
Well, they're crazy, but that's okay. We're not here to judge today.
No, but, you know, like if it's an older buck you're trying to grill, I think it's okay to marinate it. And, again, buttermilk is a good one to marinate.
Have you ever done Coke?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I said no.
FDA is swarming us right now.
I did not have sex.
Okay. You'd like to write, please write to the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, that's right. No, I know people that do Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Matthews did the first show with me when we were across the street at the Cumulus station, and we did a couple shows, and he helped me get going, Kevin, the legendary Kevin Matthews. He got me my sea legs, and then Jop stepped in.
Yep.
Because the guy that they gave me was the Prince of Darkness. I won't say his name, but Fongers knows him. So Jop stepped in, and it's been great ever since.
Yeah, no, I've done that multiple times, too, where I've used like a Dr. Pepper or a Coke with a little Worcestershire sauce with it, however you'd like to pronounce that. Has been amazing, too. Tenderize the meat a little
bit. I can't spell
it
or pronounce it.
It's all right.
Worcestershire.
But absolutely
so
amazing.
You do Coke and Worcester?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's been great. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm a little different. I'm
pretty sure you're both.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Okay. So roasting venison, what do you do for roasting them?
So
do you do shoulders?
I'm going to say that I do, and I'm going to go a little bit away from roast to the fact of doing venison roasts, where I tend to do them a lot in the crock pot or the smoker. My family absolutely loves neck roasts, shoulder roasts.
Really?
Where we do them in the crock pot.
Crock pot's a way to do it.
It is.
I hate to say it.
It is
absolutely
amazing.
I could get my man card pulled, but.
I mean, that's all right.
I mean, crock pots are cool.
My crock pot, which sits on top of the doily.
Especially, yeah.
In the kitchen. I'm just
hello.
So, hey.
Especially if you both work.
Oh, absolutely.
Crockpot's awesome.
Gets the job done.
My wife used to throw ribs in them, and I'd have an absolute fit. So she doesn't do that anymore because she doesn't like to see me have a fit. But
it's not very pretty, I'm sure.
So how about smoking like a rear quarter?
I have not done that yet at this point.
Smoking a goat.
Okay.
Or smoking goat meat.
I mean, and I don't smoke goat on a regular basis.
Well.
Which I'm at a loss for. If you are, you've never invited me over to your house for a goat. And I'm a little upset here at this point because I always remember going to the Curry Kitchen and they're like, oh, if you love it a lamb, you love it a goat. And I always get the goat.
It's
they don't tell
the
me
same.
That.
It's not the same.
There's a lot of bones in that, by the way,
well,
when you're chewing through it.
Lamb is fatty. Goat is dry.
Okay.
Venison's dry. You're going to cut most of the silver skin, and the fat off it. So that's not the same. You actually, I like to actually cut the wild fat off venison and then add some Old World Olive Company infused EVOs, and it make it the way I want it to, because it's a wonderful protein. It's a wonderful protein. And if you don't make it right, the people you serve it to will go, yeah, see, that's why I don't like venison. You know, it's like, I'm sorry, you know, you had a crappy cook. That's why you don't like it.
And I want to give you a benefit of the doubt here, because you just brought up Old World Olive Press, and we swung by there the other day, mm-hmm. picked up some balsamic, a black truffle balsamic.
Oh, Jop loves that. Amazing. Hey, we're out of time. Mr. Producer here is giving me the look, so we got to take a break. But we're going to come back with some steelhead techniques, because it's that time of year when we can actually catch steelies as well as catching some.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6-packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Fall is the time to think about sprucing up the inside of your home. Your outdoor projects are completed, and the kitchen is a good candidate for a fall makeover. Standard Kitchens, the longest-standing cabinet supplier in West Michigan, features some of the top brands in the industry, including Merillat Cabinetry. Merillat offers cabinets to fit any style, taste, or budget, and the professional designers at Standard can work with you to design the kitchen just for you. Stop into Standard Kitchens at any of their 7 convenient locations for your latest in kitchen and bath design. Find them on the web at standardkitchens.com.
Hey, thanks for coming back and joining us. We're still talking venison, but now we're going to talk a little steelhead. It's the Grilling Guys. Jop is on a little Texas barbecue vacation, and I miss him dearly because I like taking him up to deer camp. My deer camp is up by Hawkins, Michigan, and I took him up there a couple weeks ago, and I got to tell you, we had a ball. But we did have to call a wrecker at one point. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Someone got stuck where?
Somebody got stuck. We're going to leave it at that. We did go to the Chase Creek Smokehouse. We had lunch. That was wonderful. We took a break one day and went to lunch. But, of course, I'm from Reed City. I'm a coyote. And those are my stomping grounds. And, you know, I don't know. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Unity Christian.
Did you really?
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe show.
Great.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, well, you know, when you go to your old hometown, it's just kind of fun, and mine's an hour away, so when I get to go back, I'm in Hawkins. That's pretty close. One of my, the girl that took me to Sadie Hawkins dance, is
Sadie
that what
Hawkins
they call
dance?
It?
Sadie Hawkins, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it was from Hawkins.
A girl took you,
she
actually.
She took me there, yes. Wow. And I had to spend the night at her house because I got stuck on a road. A blizzard came. And my mom said, "Are you sure you want to go? It's a blizzard."
So,
and I'm going,
so that was
"I'll be fine, Mom. My tires are bald. I'll get up the road."
That was the 1800s, though, yeah. So, I mean, they sewed you up in, like, the coffee things when you slept over, I'm
no,
assuming.
Actually, their parents were really cool, and they went to bed early so we could have the living room and we could dance and have our own little party out there, and it was very cool. But that was Hawkins, Michigan.
As we bring up man law,
yeah,
that's what you lead with right there, dancing in the living room.
It's
okay.
Hey, I was 17, and I still know her.
Do you?
That's all. I'll leave it at that. But I still know her, and she's still beautiful.
In Reed City,
and
is
I didn't
a
marry
cool place
her.
To go to.
I did not marry her, but she was already a friend of mine. She it was a sympathy date. She invited me and Sadie Hawkins.
I'm assuming you were the sympathy part.
Yes. Yeah, she invited me out. Because she felt sorry for me, and she, you know, she was a friend, and it never really was going to go anywhere. But I got to spend the night at her house, and that's a great story.
And the
I was
poor
17.
People the poor people listening today are like, weren't we talking about fishing and hunting?
Supposed to talk about steelhead.
We're talking about, you know.
Sorry. I'm reminiscing. I'm going up north. It's deer season.
It is.
Come on.
And you know,
everybody goes up north for
deer
that.
Season has changed a little bit for me too, because when I was younger, it was going with my dad, and what a great time to get together. It was guys from church, me and my dad. I always tease, he would let me get like a bottle of schnapps, and I was like
nice.
15, 16 years
wow.
old. So I thought I was like the big crap. I'm
oh,
like,
you
oh man,
were, you had the big schmaltz.
I got
out
my,
there.
I got my like my bottle of cinnamon schnapps here, yes. baby. I'm 16 years old. I'm a, oh. I'm a big thing.
Well, and, actually, you were.
No, I was. I'm kind of a big deal. If you didn't know, everybody at work is laughing right now about that. And now I look at it a little differently because I have daughters. They're really not into hunting, but we do lots of nature walks. But I tend to look at hunting now
That's
more
what you
from
call
the.
Those, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I look at it more now for I want meat for the freezer. So I don't unfortunately get as much as the
you
old.
You process your own deer?
I do not, unfortunately.
I'm surprised.
I work so
I'm
much.
I'm surprised.
You can shake your finger at
no,
me.
No, I'm not shaking my finger. I'm pointing.
Kinda. You're pointing.
No, no. I'm really surprised because you're kind of a purist in that regard.
I am.
And you're so fanatical about venison, salmon, steelhead. Why would you turn that over to somebody?
I don't have the time.
You know what? Here's the real answer. I'm going to answer it for you.
Please do.
The answer is because you don't have a buddy that'll do it with you.
That would be, are you volunteering to come over to my house?
I am.
Because
no, I'm
going
to invite you to
mine.
Do you have a meat grinder?
I do not.
No, I'll
I can buy
mine.
One.
No, I'll invite you to
that
mine.
Doesn't bother me.
And if you want to do our deer together, we'll do that together. Because
ooh, baby.
Part of having that... Part of having your meat done properly is having it done safely and being fussy about it,
yeah.
you know, taking certain silver skins off, saving the right stuff for jerky.
Should have never told you about those ribs.
Yeah. Well, and there you go.
Yes. But I knew
classic
better.
Classic example.
Yeah.
Classic
exactly.
example. But I think to process your own, I think it's the only way yeah. to go.
I've done it once
and you
got to
do it with some buddies. You got to get a grinder and stuff some sausage and then you get your smokers out. Do it all. Make it a day. And have fun. You know, I don't know.
And I'll be firing my smoker up because I'm doing jerky this weekend. I'll probably do about 30 pounds of venison jerky, and I'm looking forward to that.
So I wanted to talk about steelhead.
Absolutely.
Because I love the heck out of steelhead.
Steelhead salmon, delicious.
And if you're, well, there's plenty of places you can catch steelhead this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
What would you be doing with a nice fresh steelhead this afternoon if you got one?
There's two things that I would do. Now, I absolutely love smoking fish. Love it, love it, love it.
Do's and don'ts?
You know, making sure that you get a good brine and you let it sit for the appropriate amount of time.
To form a pellicle.
Pellicle. I was going to say pelliquet, but pellicle. Those of you that listen for a long period of time, he chastised me years
That's okay.
ago on that. That's all
oh,
right.
Oh, wow.
But,
left
you know,
a scar, obviously.
It is, obviously.
Anything about that, Brian?
Is what it is. But, you know, smoking salmon is its own reward. It's normally a 3 to 4 day process for me to get
well,
it.
I'm talking steelhead.
But, yeah, steelhead salmon, I'll smoke them both.
You still need a pellicle on either one.
One
because
is correct.
Here's my opinion of why the pellicle is important. Because when I do fish, I don't want it to absorb a whole bunch of smoke. I'm not even
nope.
going to add flavor wood.
Nope.
I'm just going to use good charcoal, and I'm going to – let that roast it and get a little bit of smoke on it, light smoke. You happen to do a great job with a relish that you make.
I do a dip.
Yeah,
a
dip.
Smoked salmon
Call
dip.
Call it what you like.
Yep. And normally I'll do the same thing. I'm light on the smoke. I'll smoke for maybe light smoke for an hour or two. And then
Couple
it's
hours.
Probably another 8 hours before my salmon is finished because I keep bumping up my temperatures in low portions. Now, that being said, I mix with some cream cheese, some red pepper flake, a little bit of
green
Worcestershire
onion.
Sauce.
Green, onion.
Green onions are in there as well. And, man, you
Anything
throw those
else?
On some Ritz crackers.
Just cream cheese.
A little bit of onion. Lemon juice or lime juice in there also. And it is absolutely amazing. I think a lot of that comes down to your brine, too, for the flavor of your salmon or steelhead. Also, I love grilling
that,
a fresh
that
fish.
That salmon dip that you made last time you were on the show, I hate to make your head swell. More than it has.
It's huge.
It is.
Ask my wife.
Even bigger than mine, which is a size 8,
well,
which is pretty hard. Pretty hard to beat a size 8.
Actually, shut up. I'm a 7 1/4. Thank you.
Well, listen, pea brain. that salmon dip you made was the best I've ever had. Just absolutely the best I've ever had.
Duly noted.
Wow.
I know
serious.
What you're getting for Christmas this year because I've probably got about 30 pounds of smoked salmon in my freezer right now.
Well, that is absolutely a great use. And you're a real man, so you can do it. So might be time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Might be the first time I have not read man law, but since we have a fill-in for Jop, we're going to just change some things up here.
You know, I'm a pea brain, smaller head. We've all denoted that.
No, you have a big head, but a small hat size.
Oh, there you go.
So why don't you do some man law?
Absolutely.
Mr. Brad Ensign.
The man law of the day. Women are like the police. They may not know what you did, but they know you did something. And my wife is a perfect example of this. I might as well just hand over my wallet because I don't know what I screwed up, but it's going to cost me.
I know, and they can throw the guilt on you so fast.
I mean,
it's like
my wife took notes from my mother,
but she doesn't hit you when you walk in the door.
Oh, no.
No, it's like the next night you're just sitting there and they just float something out there and go, so.
The sigh.
And then I know. It's like, the snare is set. Which part of my anatomy?
You
is
look
get
pretty.
Stuck in there?
You look so pretty today. You know, my wife likes to do it where we've been home together all day long, and it comes maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock, I lay in bed and I'm like, I worked a 12-hour shift
lucky.
Today. I'm like, oh, time for bed. And my wife's like, I need to talk to you. And my brain says, oh,
not
crap.
Now,
crap,
not now. I'm falling asleep. Right. So, how to eat steelhead? I love to take fresh steelhead right out of the river, cube it up. I want to roll it in some Progresso breadcrumbs, and I'm going to deep fry it. I'm sorry. It's just really good. You cut it in cubes about 1 inch by 1 inch or 1.5 inches by 1.5 inches. Roll it in some Progresso. Deep fry it for like a minute. Pull it out. Drain all the grease off it. Put it on some paper towels, on a rack, whatever. And then I'm going to hit it with some lemon pepper and some Mrs. Dash.
Oh, I love the Mrs.
And
Dash.
And I'll tell you what.
Spicy Mrs. Dash or normal?
It's so, so healthy for you because there's no salt in it. Just normal, just regular.
Okay.
But
minus the deep frying part, you know. You're saying healthy.
No, it's so good for you. So listen, we've got one short little segment coming up, and we're going to catch you in just a minute. We're going to pay some bills.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
It's the Grilling Guys coming to you from a recorded Standard Lumber and Kitchen studio. We're recording because it's a deer season. Jop's on vacation, and I'm up in the woods, so I had to come in here early and get Mr. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance to join me. Garrett's Appliance, of course, supplied all the appliances in my house from the crazy, crazy a washing machine that my wife bought, which is a Speed Queen, which is like a commercial beast.
Yeah, old school, it's, built to last.
Oh my gosh,
a day and a half.
We've been through so many washing machines. This thing is just like, it's like having Megatron in your in your laundry room.
It might not be the prettiest thing in the world, but it does what it says it's going
to
do.
I'll tell you what, it's easy to use. Yeah, you just absolutely. Push the right button, you put it in there, it works. Anyway, and then, of course, we have this refrigerator that is this gigantic built-in. Who's the company that makes the vent on the stove that goes down?
Well, there's multiple. There's
the original one.
Best Buy Brone? Do you have the Katura?
No, the refrigerators that are downdraft. I mean, I'm sorry.
Refrigerator. Wow.
The range that is a downdraft.
Janair.
My refrigerator's a Janair, which is probably made by Wolf or somebody anyway.
No, it's actually made by the Whirlpool Corporation.
Okay. So it's this huge
built-in. You got a built-in. Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's so cool. It's got all these great compartments, adjustable. My range is a Thermador, absolutely the best range you could ever buy. I wanted a Wolf real bad,
it's
not after
awesome.
Having the Thermador.
It is an awesome stove.
Yeah. So that's what Garrett's Appliance has done for me. And, of course, Standard Kitchens did all the cabinets, and Jopp helped with that.
Well,
so
and a big throw
between
to
you
all
and Jopp, my house, I mean, the kitchen is
full.
Everything for your house.
Absolutely.
The kitchen is, I mean, at least at my house, ever since 30 years ago when we first built, I took a picture of our little 1,600-square-foot ranch. There were 30 people in my kitchen, and I had Magic Chef appliances and plywood cabinets or, you know, particle board cabinets. So now it's this stunning
now,
stuff.
Now you've dated yourself again with Magic
guys.
Chef. Not to me, because yeah, I've been there for a long time.
To be honest with you, that side-by-side for Magic Chef is still running. It's in my basement.
Now one of the cool things, just briefly back to the deer hunters, who I'm going to give a big shout-out today. Make sure your arrows fly straight. And if you need a freezer, too, come on in, because we got a bunch of deals, Black Friday deals on chest freezers, upright freezers.
Nice.
So if you need to get that freezer to store that venison.
I should probably do that because my freezer is 50 years old.
One of those things to think about, too, and I know we don't have a ton of time, is people talk a lot about manual defrost versus frost-free freezers. And if you're storing that meat for 6 months or a year, look at a manual defrost.
That's what I have.
I mean, they
that's
don't
why I haven't
thaw
gotten
all
rid
the
of,
time.
That's
so.
Why I haven't gotten rid of my 50-year-old freezer
yeah, and they
that
still.
My father-in-law, Charlie Jabor, gave me when you they know, moved to a condo.
And all those chest freezers are that old-school style manual defrost.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
A lot of them are.
The uprights. You
so
know,
what
you
kind
can
do you
ways.
Like?
You know, when we get to freezers, Frigidaire makes most of them out there on the market.
All right.
However, chest freezers are great. You know, if you want to do a little more organizational, lay things out.
They're
you
easier.
Do the upright, you know, is a little easier to get into. But just always talk to your sales professional. And we talk about this a lot, is making sure you get the right freezer for what you're storing.
Well, PBCT, it's from Railtown. It made our show better. Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's always great to work with you. You're a friend, and we love the people down at Garrett's.
And we're going to be cutting up some deer here, hopefully, this weekend. Who knows?
I'm probably doing it as you listen to this show. Thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys. We'll see you next week.
Stay safe.